Hey everybody, Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast. We'll talk about my friends over at Music Record Shop. Find them over at the Dot Zach building in the Grand Center area. They have a beautiful record store located right here in St. Louis. And you can come out each and every Friday. They have new records in store. This week, June 16th, new records in store from Royal Blood, Jason Isbell, Big Star, John Coltrane, and a whole lot more. Also, they do these like all-day listening parties over there. You get 15% off purchases, free beer from Urban Chestnut, and all kinds of other things going on. So feel free to come by anytime, but Fridays are new records, and you can find the full listing at musicrecordshop.com. Shop online 24/7 there. Be sure to follow along on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
Hey, guys. This is Freddie D'Angelo, and you're listening to the Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri, hanging out today with Freddie D'Angelo.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. How are you?
I am doing well today. How are you?
I'm great, dude. This has been a crazy day, and I'm excited to get the opportunity to hang out and sit and talk with you for a little bit, get to know you a little better. You're we've kind of been running around the same circle for a minute now.
Yeah, I always kept seeing your photos and your posts about being places. I'm like, have I not seen this guy yet?
Right.
Have I not met him? And then when we finally met, I'm just like, this is the man behind it all.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a pleasure being here today.
For sure, man. If anybody doesn't know, you've been doing a lot of really great video work and still photography, and just doing a lot to help a lot of our friends in music right now, including you did a bunch of like video documentary stuff for Discrepancies at Point Fest. I saw that.
Shouts out Discrepancies. Yeah. Those guys are really good. We got some cool projects coming up here soon.
Yeah,
that are going to be releasing.
Yeah, and like I said, I keep running into all these shows, but it's like I wanted to kind of this is a good way we can sit down and talk and get to know more, because like, it's kind of hard to have a nice conversation at a loud rock club or whatever. So.
Yeah, that's usually where I hide.
Yeah. So, along with supporting all of our friends in music, you also have original music.
Yes, sir.
And you have a big show coming up on June 29th over at the Old Rock House.
Yes, sir.
So let's talk about this evening.
Okay, well, to give you a little background, the show is actually a memorial show for my father, Fred Dickerson Sr. Me and him were working on the album before he passed, and I'm going to play the album in entirety with a fresh new band. I have a saxophonist, I have a bassist, a drummer, and I'm going to be playing lead guitar and singing. It's one of those things where this is something I prepped for my entire life, and I am just like blown away that that moment is finally coming into reality, and it's going to be my first headlining show solo. So I am just thrilled.
Yeah, man. This is always kind of a cool thing for me, too, like, because, I've only known you as a video and photographer guy, so, like, when introduced to another aspect of what you do, playing music, I was like, well, I had no idea you played, and then you find out, like, oh, you got this whole thing going on, so.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know, but before I did photography, I was a musician. Mm-hmm. I started playing piano at age 2.
Yeah,
and
wow.
Played guitar at age 7. I was drummer for my church in second, third grade, and pretty much music is all I know. And the photography, I just got to be closer to musicians, so I just kept doing that.
Yeah.
And then I was just like, next thing you know, I'm on tour, and I'm like, how did I even get here?
Yeah.
But, it was one of those things where I started photography in college, and then next thing you know, I had to put music kind of on the back burner because my photography took off exponentially. And music, it was something that I've always done, even while I've done the photography. I just stopped releasing it and started focusing. But now I'm at a point where I can start releasing my music again. And it just makes my heart happy to be able to express the emotion through the music.
Sure, man. Yeah. Definitely. So June 29th, Old Rock House, and you're bringing along a special guest, Inner Outlines.
Yes, I have Inner Outlines and Fly Method on the bill, and there's going to be some other special guests in there that are just going to be kind of surprises to sprinkle on top of the cake. But Scotty Z from Fly Method, he's the lead guitarist for that band. He's been teaching me a lot of guitar techniques and everything, and just helping me get more fluid and teaching me how to actually express what I hear in my head on my guitar.
Right.
And I was like, definitely got to put those guys on the bill. Chris Sharkey's also one of my really good friends. And shouts out Chris, shouts out Scott, shouts out Mike, and shouts out Caleb. And then I got my buddies Inner Outlines on there, and I manage Inner Outlines, so it's one of those things where, like, it's bringing together my friends, the people who have helped me, and the people who have supported me, and throwing it all on one bill, and then it's just like, oh, I get to play too? This is this is cool. So,
I've just recently met Fly Method for the first time. We recorded a podcast together a while back and just had a great time getting to know those guys. But Inner Outlines I've known for a little while now, and they they're coming on hot right now. Like
they're picking up some speed.
I love that they do Point Fest, and then they played here a sold out show with Pierce the Veil, right?
I had a wedding that night. I was so upset because I love Pierce the Veil, and then they're on the bill, and I'm just like, please, someone record the set so I can see it.
But what I think is going to be neat is that your show, they're doing an acoustic set, which I've never seen them do.
I remember the first time I went out on site to work with Inner Outlines, I stayed in Jacksonville for 4 days. Cody Walker and his family had set me up with a nice RV. I had air conditioned everything. It was like, I felt like Nigel Thornberry. I'm just in this RV, camping out for a week, and I'm up there with the guys, and they're rocking out, chunking at practice. I'm like, so you guys have these acoustic guitars. What do you guys do with them? And they're like, oh, we could play them. And I'm like, okay, play through all your EP with the acoustic guitar. And they played through it, and we filmed it. And we released one of them, but we still have all these in the vault of them performing acoustically. And I love the sound of their acoustic music. Caleb's supposed to be bringing out, like, a big upright bass because he's multi-talented with the instruments.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things where, like, I think once people hear them acoustically, they're just going to fall in love with it.
I think, and they have, along with the sound will be different, but I think for me, one of my favorite parts of acoustic music is just connecting to those lyrics better and hearing the stories in those songs and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's a lot of just raw emotion in a lot of their lyrics, and I think it's going to be pretty powerful stuff when people hear what these songs sound like.
Oh, yeah, and Matt's voice when he gets so soulful and just rolls his notes, and he just kind of lays in the pocket with the acoustic. Because, you got to scream over a band to get that sound out. But when you have that room to, like, express yourself, it's mind-blowing.
Yeah.
You know?
So it's gonna be a pretty wild party for sure. So get some tickets. Come on over to the Old Rock House on June 29th. And like I was saying, this is kind of the debut of this lineup with the band, and then this particular music. But you said you've been working on this with your father before he passed. And
Me and him had worked on this album for 2 years prior. It was one of those things where I was on tour of photography. I'll never forget. I came back home and I was feeling depressed, because post-tour depression is a real thing.
Yeah.
I'm out there living my entire life, my dreams, flying first class, taking photos, meeting every single one of my idols, and I come back home and I go back to my apartment where my air condition barely works, and I'm just like, yo, I was famous and then now I have nothing. And I remember talking to my father, and he was just like, Freddie, you can't let something like that defeat you. He's like, you need to express that through music. So he forced me to write an album so then I could play 4 songs acoustic, open up for all of his shows. So the last year of his life, I played all of these songs acoustic by myself as the opening set for all of his shows. And it was probably about 15 shows. And I came so comfortable with these songs, and then me and him start working on it to the point where we started recording all the demos, we recorded all the roughs, we recorded the album in entirety, and then sadly he passed, and it's one of those things where now I have to be the lead guitarist and the vocalist, mm-hmm. when in reality I was just going to be a halfway rhythm guitarist and just kind of shine up on stage and, you know, jam and hide behind the spotlight. But it's one of those things where I have to take the lead now, and like I said, I'm taking lead guitar and lead vocals, and I feel like, I don't know, it's beyond me now. The very first time I played a guitar solo live was at my dad's funeral. I got his band members up on stage and we performed Freebird. And at the end, I will never forget, Inner Outlines guys came out. I was on stage and I don't know how I got hooked up, but Andy Range ran up on stage and plugged in my wireless pack. And I just turned around and I don't even remember seeing anybody in the crowd, and I just started playing Freebird. At the end of that funeral, about 200 people that were in there all stood up and just clapped, and I got this weird feeling. I was just like, you know, maybe I was meant to play this instrument. Maybe I was meant to be a lead guitarist. Because at first, every time my dad would have me play, he'd point out every band member and be like, oh, it's Freddie playing solo. I'd turn my instrument down and turn around and just jam and vibe, because I was like, I don't want anybody to hear me. You know, I'm not that good of a guitarist. I don't want anybody to hear that. And then after that moment, I kind of just like jumped at it. I'm like, I'm going to go for this. I'm going to chase this dream. And shortly after that, about 4 months after that, my buddy P. Wynn, shouts out Paul and Team Wynn, they're down in Springfield, Missouri. I had been his tour photographer for 2 years. And this past January, he had the opportunity to open up for Tech N9ne. At a sold out Lawrence, Kansas and Springfield, Missouri. Nice. And he brought me up as his guitarist, and he had never had a live band or anything, so I got to play lead guitar and do my second and third guitar solos of my entire life in front of 800 and 1,400 people.
Yeah.
And first night I completely butchered it. Tech N9ne was in the crowd watching us. And second night, like, I completely blew myself away and I played it flawlessly. Well, in my mind, what flawlessly was. And the entire crowd just went nuts. And it's been one of those things where I let music go, I've come back to it, and now I got a feeling where this isn't the same feeling I got years ago. It's one of those things where it's like, I can do this. And like I said, it's just thrilling, man.
Yeah, definitely. So you will be playing full electric set then, right, with the band?
Yes, sir. Yeah. So Fly Method's playing a full set. Inner Outlines is doing acoustic. There's a little transition period, I'm not going to say too much, and then I jump up and I play with the full band, and I believe that I'm going to be closing out the night with my father's band, but I gotta work out that.
Yeah.
So there's gonna be some surprises with that for sure.
What anybody that, you know, is not familiar like myself with the sound and the music, like what can we expect from the music and the album that you're working on?
You're going to expect a journey.
Yeah.
I've always strived to make arena music. It was always my dream to be able to point out my microphone into the crowd and have the crowd sing my lyrics back to me.
Yeah.
So one of those things, I don't cuss in my music at all. People always have compared me to like Will Smith, because they're like, oh, you know, look at you, you're writing all positive music. And I'm like, no, I write music for those people who need something positive in their life. Mm-hmm. I was a depressed kid growing up, and I have some old songs, and there a lot of them are just me like yelling and talking about how bad things are, but how good things can get. And if I listen to those songs now, I look back at them, I'm like, things were horrible back then, but things are amazing right now. Like, I have songs from my old mixtape, my first mixtape ever, I released in 2013. I have songs in there talking about me being a typical guy, everybody telling me I can't do anything, but one day I'll be guest list for a show. You know, one day I'll be famous. And now here it is, fast forward, what, about 4 years, and I don't pay to get into concerts anymore.
Yeah.
I work concerts, and if I'm not working a concert, I'm not there. I'm at home with my family.
Right.
So it's one of those things, it's almost like a self-fulfilled prophecy. So the beginning of the album, I do some rapping. And then I bring out my true roots, and it goes into like a fusion, rap, rock. It's not like forcing any genres. It's one of those things where my father was a punk rocker and a rock star. I grew up playing rock my entire life. I went into rap because I thought rap was cool. Rock has always been my roots. Rock is what I've played my entire life. And it's one of those things where the album starts out one way, it ends a different way, but the entire album is one story. The entire album, to give a little background, is pretty much the release of depression. The album starts out really, like, really cool, really cocky, summery feeling, like, yeah, I'm out here getting it, I'm doing this. And then it starts getting a little sad, then it starts picking back up, then it has a beautiful resolve at the end of it. It's I've had a short film wrote for the album for years, and it was one of those things where the short film was almost done before the album was complete. It's just how I see my lyrics and then how I can physically picture them with the videos. It's a weird thing being the videographer and being the artist.
Yeah.
Because it's almost, you view everything as limitless. You look at it as, okay, well, how do people get famous? You see their music videos. Okay, well, you see their music videos, you think their song's cool, okay, I'm gonna buy the song. Rinse, repeat, over and over and over again. So, being the person who can play music and can make the music videos, you sit there at night like, how far should I take this? What should I actually do? Where should I stop? Where should I start? So, it's always tough with these things because it literally feels like the possibilities are endless. And that's getting a little off topic, but yeah.
Yeah, that sounds cool, though. And, for me, that's always kind of been the case. Like, yeah, I mean, I don't know, not always, but I guess there's like, I love that the way that, you know, when you hear a song, like all that imagery is already, are, you know, always there. In a great movie soundtrack, you know, like for whatever reason, when that perfect song, it plays out throughout the movie, and then like it's always linked in together in my brain. Like anytime I hear that song ever again, I'm gonna picture right where that scene in that movie and everything. It's like, so if you can get music and video to go together like that, well, like, I
mean, the power is
yeah,
the visuals.
For sure, yeah. So yeah, that's gonna be it'll be cool to see if you can wrap up both of those projects sometime and get all this put together.
Yeah, it's one of those things where I'm just waiting.
Yeah, sure.
Not going to give out too many secrets sure. with it, but it's there.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things where I originally had planned, before my father passed, I planned on waiting until I was 30 to release any of this. The entire album, all that stuff. Just, I was going to ride out photography and just be like, okay, you know, I'm living this dream. I've got to chase my dreams with photography. I'm just going to keep on going with this because life's good.
Yeah.
And then I started releasing music and it kind of starts straying me away. Like, I do photography full time. I do nothing outside of shooting photos and videos. So it's one of those things where music is almost like my hobby again.
Right.
And it's one of those things that I love because not only does it help me chase other dreams, like getting to play on stage and just getting to be in front of people, but it's also one of those things where it makes my job as a photographer and videographer so much easier because not only can I shoot their videos, but I know how they feel being on the other side. I know how it is to have someone with their camera in your face for 10 hours when you don't want to talk.
Mm-hmm.
I know how it feels to have someone break up with you right before you get on stage and you're just sitting there like, well, I guess I got to finish this set, you know, I got to tough through this, or I know how it feels to disappoint someone, and then you're like, oh, well, they call you out for chasing your dream, and they're like, you know, you can't even do that, that sucks, just because they're mad at you, and they tell you something bad, and that could, might stray you away from that dream, but, yeah, it's one of those things where it's a consistent chase and pursuit. That was completely off topic, but,
yeah. That was great, man. Well, you do have a guitar here with you, and we talk kind of about the sound of what your record and stuff. You wanna give them a little taste of an acoustic one?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Guys, I'm really nervous for this right now. I'm not gonna lie. Shane's not intimidating, but this is intimidating to me. It might be kind of loud.
Okay, well.
I'm also sitting on a couch right now in Firebird, so If that gives you any perspective.
Right now, there's a coffee machine behind me. It's a cooler.
Paint a picture.
Yeah.
Trying to give you visuals of how there's a whole bunch of posters on the wall, signatures, all that stuff. But yeah, this one's called Moment. I'm headed to the club, I'm at the top of the guest list. Just kidding, I'm just a typical dude. I've been schooling kids like the principals do. And let's take the physicals through. Cuz this college boy is getting faded. I'm trying to forget my past and every girl that I ever dated. Music was my holy lifeline, and I was just trying to distribute it all at the right time. In this life, I want to see my name in lights, but it's hard to see your visions with haters in sight. So I give it up, take a shot, spit some bars, make them hot. Never would you take my spot. You're only young once, don't let it go to waste. So when the fun comes, be prepared for the race. Mama, you pack my bags. This is my love, this is my love, this is my love, this is my, yeah. Scream my love, this is my love, this is my love, this is my love, this is my. Day your life ended, was it really worth living? All of the things that happened, were they what you intended? This life is way too dependent on the phonies and fixes. Too many haters in the grass like ponies and snakes. I'm just an old dog, nothing here excites me. I get enough sunlight, no need for vitamin D. So partner, keep on hating, I'm just chilling here waiting. I'ma keep celebrating with love. Oh, and I'ma pack my bags. Yeah.
Take me away.
I love.
Yeah, man. That was awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah. So that'll be on the new record when it's ready.
Yeah. That one actually, surprising fun fact about me. Yeah. When I was 18 years old, I wrote that song. That song was about me leaving town and wanting to escape reality. When I was 18, I hopped in the car with my friends Louie and Laney. I just met them probably about 2 months prior to that. We drove to Cotopaxi, Colorado, in the mountain range, and filmed the music video for that song. I mixed and mastered it on my own. And then here it is, fast forward a few years, and I start playing it acoustic. The song has completely different meaning now. The song doesn't sound exactly the same as it did. When it first started, it was just a hardcore rap song over like a beat. And then now here it is, I have a full band that plays a song, like with a saxophonist and my bassist, my drummers, and it's like heaven to me.
Yeah.
Because it's hearing it in a completely different way, and it doesn't sound like, you know, a little 18-year-old just playing it anymore. It sounds like the full band vision that I heard back then, you know?
Yeah. I love that about a song that's constantly evolving, you know. There's maybe all these different versions of it and stuff throughout, mm-hmm. but it's always, and like you're saying, sometimes it takes on, the lyrics even might be the same, but they take on something new of their own, and mm-hmm. So, yeah, very cool, man. Music's powerful stuff.
Yeah, I just felt really good playing that.
Yeah.
That wasn't the one that I was going to originally play,
yeah.
but I just felt that in the moment, so I ended up playing that one.
Nice,
so.
Man. Yeah. Again, you can follow along with Freddie on Facebook, Freddie D'Angelo Studios. You can get on there and you can see more of his video and photography, and then RSVP to the party on the 29th. But speaking of all your you record that video, you said, over there in the mountains and stuff. You've been doing work with, we said, Discrepancies and Inner Outlines, and you got one with Pure October on the way.
Yeah, we're going to be filming a new video for Pure October. I know that they talked a little bit about it last time they were on the podcast, but these guys came to me with this crazy idea. We were eating hot wings. I'm like, you know what, you guys convinced me, let's do it. So they've been working really hard and planning that out. Inner Outlines is about to have a new video dropping here within the next 2 days.
Yeah.
That's going to be a really good one. It's I'm just going to save the details for, sure, when you guys see it. It's I've been working on editing that for the last month or so, and it's like my baby.
Yeah.
It's got a lot of content in it, just put it that way.
Right.
And those guys, they've been working their tail off lately. I kind of picked them up back in August. I found out about them. I was actually filming Discrepancies, this EP release show at Pops, and Inner Outlines was there, and they both were like, yeah, we both want you that night. I'm like, cool, you know, I'll come hang out with both of you guys. And ever since, I've been working with both of those people. And those two bands are amazing. I have never seen more dedicated people in my life.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's crazy how fast, even just from that night, from both their release party, the... Mm-hmm.
What's happened since.
Yeah, now both of them, how much growth has already happened. It's pretty insane. Both of those bands are on to big things right now. So if you don't know them, definitely go check those guys out.
Inner Outlines and Discrepancies.
Yeah, and Pure October is on the way up, man. They're younger, but they got a record in the works, and they got so they're hustling. They're making some things happen.
Dude,
too.
Dude, those guys. Let's just say right now, Pure October's up next, and once they get to that point, I probably would gladly manage those guys. Because those guys can play their tails off.
Yeah.
Seeing them play at that Battle for Point Fest was insane. They're jumping off of stuff. Alex is just screaming his lyrics while still playing guitar solos. Spencer's just in there just slamming on his bass. And Tom's just knocking out those drum kits. And I took those photos, and I took a couple video clips that night. These guys got something.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. What do you have anything else as far as... I'm sure you got a couple of things working, right? Stuff that's...
As far as video projects?
Yeah.
As of right now, I have a few under-the-radar projects that I'm working on.
Is it always music video, or do you like to do this?
Here's the thing. I work as a full-time photographer, videographer, but I only usually post my concerts because that's the one thing that just... I really love music, so I'm just like, okay, they're almost like trophies. Each photo is a trophy. And I post those. I'm really excited about that, but... Like, last night I covered a wedding. Mm-hmm. I do a lot of weddings. I work with suicide awareness businesses, well, non-for-profits. I do commercials. Like, The Dam down in, what is that? It's down, like, off Kings Highway in that area. I don't know what part of town that is. But downtown St. Louis, I work with them with their commercials for their burger place.
Yeah.
It's just... I am not afraid to film any type of project. I just literally like doing my videos and photos. So usually people just contact me and they're like, you know, I got a birthday party. I really want this. Can you film it? I'm like, sure. Or they're like, hey, you know, I have this event that only happens once per, you know, 10 years. I'm like, I'll be there.
Yeah.
You know. So it's almost like every single day is just a surprise.
Sure.
It's kind of scary if you think about it. But I just show up, tough it out, get my projects done, and just keep at it, man. It's a process of being dedicated, man.
Yeah.
Waking up every single day and just there's nobody to tell you what work is. There's no one to guide you through it. It's just kind of like you wake up and you're like, well, I got these 50 things to do this week. Better start hashing them out right now. And that's my daily process.
Sure. So. Yeah, I'm sure, you know, there's probably times where it gets a little scary being your own boss and, you know, and having to make sure that you're getting things lined up and not having, like, a steady 40 hours a week paycheck coming in or whatever. But there's time, sure, it's extremely rewarding in the same sense. And the fact that, it's always fresh. You know, you never know where you're going to work at. You know, it's like you're always doing all the different stuff.
Yeah, it's one of those things where it's almost like a freedom that comes with the cost of having high anxiety every day.
Yeah.
Because you're sitting there like, all right, well, this client just canceled today, so I don't have work now. And then you sit around and you're like, okay, what am I going to do? You figure out a solution to it. You fix that. And then it's like, okay, well, then you have your clients that you've already filmed. You got to edit their projects. And it's almost... like you're constantly stressed out about doing something, but you don't want to do anything else besides that job.
Yeah.
Like I feel like if I were to go back to a normal 40-hour week job, I'd go crazy.
Right.
I did over last summer. I was working an internship down in Southern Missouri, and I had to literally physically show up to one place at the same time every single day for about 2-3 months, and I was just like, "How are you guys still in this room?" Like, we were in a room about this size. And mine, this room is not massive that we're in right now.
Yeah.
And we're sitting in that for 12 hours a day. And then we'd go outside for like an hour for lunch and then go back down. And we were like downstairs with no phone signal, anything. I'm like, how do you guys do this? I'm going crazy. I'm like, I haven't seen the sun in 6 hours.
Right.
I have to be outside at least for an hour a day.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I keep hoping that the podcast or something along the lines here will take off for me, so I can get out of working my day job and do more fun, creative stuff. And
dude, there's no... I've learned that there's no time frame for it. It's just it happens,
right.
And you have to run with it.
Yeah.
And it could happen to any of us, man.
Right.
It's I was going to post a post today. But then my phone crashed right in the middle of the post. I'm like, I'm not going to go back and retype this whole thing. It was about age and feeling as if your age makes it so you can or can't succeed. Like, a lot of people think like, oh, well, you know, I'm too old to do this or I'm too young to do this. You just got to try it.
Yeah.
And you never know. Like, your podcast is taking off. I've heard of your podcast for like a year now, I feel. And I just now met you.
Right.
So, you know, it's one of those things where... you just got to keep building and it'll happen.
Yeah.
It'll take off.
I feel that's what I believe. Hard work pays off. And but yeah, no, I do love following you online and like the positivity. Like, you know, you've been saying in your music and stuff too, it comes through. But that you wrote something about, you know, list something you love or something mm-hmm. that you're passionate about and stuff. And like, there's just so much hate on Facebook and the internet and everything else. It's nice to see people talking about love and stuff. So,
dude, it's one of those things where, like I said, my teenage years were not fun years because I just was a weird kid. I was literally the same person I am today, who would just blabber off and talk to any person, talk their head off. But it's one of those things where I tried to be that person that I needed back then. Like, that person who I could look up to and be like, oh, you know, life's not that bad. At least someone still talks about love and positivity because, dude, I see a lot of that stuff on social media and it brings me down.
Sure.
And I'm just like, how can someone feel that way? And, you know, I try not to come to conclusions or just assume things. So instead of judging people, I just said, let me just try to make myself a better person. Mm-hmm. And I've changed exponentially recently. And the positivity saved not only me, but I feel like it saved a lot of the people that are around me too. Because I have a lot of friends who, they say things like you. They're like, you know what, Freddie? I feel like I can do it because you're doing it.
Yeah.
And you say other people can do it. And you know, you're around people that I admire. And, you know, I don't care what artists I shoot photos of. I don't care who I'm shooting videos for. It's my job. I just want to be a good person at the end of the day. I just want people to remember me as a good person.
Yeah, so definitely, man.
That's just my goal.
Yeah. Well, you did give me a couple of older tunes that you said you wanted to share, and these are like maybe, you know, you said you maybe these are more that the teen you described.
Yeah, yeah.
But this also helped kind of give a little bit of a taste of what's to come also.
Yeah, yeah.
You got a song called Pictures you wanted to share.
Yeah. Pictures, that song was released in 2013. That music video is what got me my very first concert. Yeah. I filmed that music video for a mass communications class at Merrimack College. And literally, probably 6 months after that class, I'd been out of that class. I'd moved on to new courses, everything. And I applied to a Craigslist ad for someone looking for a concert photographer, videographer. And I'm like, cool. And I sent them that video. And the person who posted that Craigslist ad was a student to that teacher. And she showed my video for class because she's like, this kid can really shoot cool music videos. Look at his, because everybody does a music video for that final. And they hired me. And the next thing you know, I started becoming a photographer. But Pictures was the last song I released before that, and the song is about taking pictures every day.
Yeah.
And literally enjoying your life, and like, and in the song, I don't want to ruin the song, but in the song it says, my life is passing fast and I don't want to miss it, so I'm going to get this cash and I'm going to take these pictures. And it's like self-fulfilled prophecy.
Yeah.
Scary.
Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah.
And back then I was not a professional at all. I'd never done anything professional yet, I don't believe.
Right.
Never had shot a concert. Never. I was doing like couples photo shoots for $25 back then, and I just made a song about taking pictures because I'm like, you know, I really like this, and then it sparked an entire career and changed my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's the song Pictures.
Yeah. I just see the lights of the city each and every night. Or something pretty, take another shot. We hitting to the top. Life is passing fast, partner, never will it stop. Yes, we on the road, road of the riches. Life is moving fast, so we steady taking pictures. Steady taking pictures, pictures, steady taking pictures. Capture a memory so we won't miss them. Yeah.
It's a scene from my fast life. College kids just recovering from the past nights. It seemed like life is giving me hooks, but I ain't shook, cause my whole team know about my bad fights. It seemed like I'm at war with myself though. Memories, I'm steady keeping score in my cell phone. My life is passing fast and I don't wanna miss it. So I'ma get this cash and I'ma take these pictures. Pictures of everybody who's celebrating. Climbing elevations just so we can, yeah, we made it. We the boss, never will we lose. So we hopping in our old schools, take them on a cruise. And I say get your green, chase your dream, scream out loud, make a scene, cause when it's all said and done, we still living days one by one. Cause it's all could be taken away, so let's live it like we made it today. today.
Now to see today. The lights of the cities and every night. Or something pretty, take another shot. We hitting to the top. Life is passing fast, but never will it stop. Guess we on the road, road of the riches. Life is moving fast, so we steady taking pictures. Steady taking pictures, pictures, steady taking pictures. Capture a memory so we won't miss them. Yeah.
Catch, catch me if you catch me. Damn, that little boy became a man. But wait, am I ready for this? Still in my broke down fortress, hidden in the abyss. Because it's the source, live with no remorse. Keep on screaming the chorus till your voice is sounding hoarse. Live with no permissions, follow your ambitions. And if I die young, please bury me with equipment. I'm living 93 till infinity. Cause eventually we'll be kings and queens of the century. But for now I ain't tripping. Check my position. We just living life, there ain't no opposition. You're only young once, so I'ma live fabulous. Kick back and reminisce as the days pass me. Through this life, you'll meet some great friends. The pictures of memories with them, with them.
I just see the lights of the city using every night. Or something pretty, take another shot. We hitting to the top. Life is passing fast, but never will it stop. Guess we on the road, road of the riches. Life is moving fast, so we steady taking pictures. Steady taking pictures, pictures, steady taking pictures. Capture a memory so we won't miss them. Yeah.
Hi, now that I know how to see my name in lights. Told my mama I'ma make it, so no more working on nights. 9 to 5, pennies and dimes, scraping for a living. This music thing is nice, but I swear that it's killing me. For a sight, name and lights. Flow so cold, game so tight. Take a pic, she just might. Ha. See me on a screen. Me and Freddie D and my crew living our dreams on me.
See the lights of the city each and every night. Or something pretty, take another shot. We hitting to the top. Life is passing fast, but never will it stop. Yes, we on the road, road of the riches. Life is moving fast, so we steady taking pictures. Steady taking pictures, pictures, steady taking pictures. Capture a memory so we won't miss them. I just see the lights of the city each and every night. Or something pretty, take another shot. We hitting to the top. Life is passing fast, but never will it stop. Yes, we on the road, road of the riches. Life is moving fast, so we steady taking pictures. Steady taking pictures, pictures, steady taking pictures. Capture a memory so we won't miss them. Yeah, yeah.
And it's featuring a buddy of mine by the name of Jamal Hodge. He sings the hook, and then he's got a verse at the end of the song. And for the music video for the song, here, college let out. We literally spent every single day of summer just outside. I filmed a couple of the days we spent outside and made a music video from it and hoped it became a summer anthem. Got about 3,000 views in that first week, and I was like, cool, I made it as a rapper. I never had to release a song again. And then here we are again. So.
And you also wanted to share a song called World So Cold.
Yeah, World So Cold is, that's one of my, that song's a little different. Mm-hmm. To explain it, that beat's by a guy named VTZ Beats. Great guy, has great music. That was one of my more rock-influenced tracks because I always wanted to break out as a rocker, but I didn't want to scare people. Because I'm like, you know, the rap music people, I had fans from that. And there were people on Facebook who would just share my music every time. And I'm like, okay, well, I'll stick with this because, you know, people are sharing it.
Sure.
But that song right there is, it's literally about what I viewed from society at that point. I was reading news articles and everything, and it was talking about people killed and kids killing people and all this stuff. And that song literally is talking about how the music industry is and how life is from like an outside perspective. It's one of my my favorite songs, I believe.
Yeah. So. Man.
Change is gonna come. Yeah, yeah. Change.
It's Freddie D. Check it. Got my homie Jay Maul sitting right here in the chair. My stuff for me. We go. It's forever young on the beat. Yeah, forever young on the beat. Check it. What? What's today's day, Jamal? Today, right now, it's at 18. Finishing up recording for this demo.
bring it back to my mix. Here we go. Free perk. All you talk about is the cash and the perk. How many hearts you have hurt? Do you know that kids around the world surviving off the dirt? There were murder scenes, battle cries, victims of the genocide. Bodies that the cops still can't identify. Children forced to walk around with semi-automatics. Jumping out the trees and bushes, call it ghetto acrobatics. Fathers in jail, mothers junkies, brothers are crack addicts. Out of school at 13, never learned their mathematics. Children turned to drug dealing to reach a common enemy. The thoughts of drugs, the only way to get them out of poverty. Children turn to raps, cause they say they influencing. But who's a good influence for kids in the black community? I dream of a day my bro KJ won't make it to 23. Hate crimes against victims because of their unpopularity. Move from Sacks to the Bay to the Loop or even to Tennessee. Raise your hands up in the air if you feeling me. Before you know it, it was over. Look over your shoulder, cause partner, the world is only getting colder. Yeah, yeah.
Forever young gonna be.
Hey, yeah. Forever young gonna be. Yeah. Before you know it, it was over. Look over your shoulder, cause partner, the world is only getting colder. Yeah, yeah.
Forever young gonna be.
Yeah, forever young. Lights, please, lights, please, please turn off the lights. Because my dreams might just go astray and end up in fright. Because I've seen that the world today might end off tonight. So partner, I'm spitting my bloody flesh up in this mic. I'm throwing all these whack rappers in the abyss. Everybody hates me, might as well call me Chris. I reminisce on old hip-hop like Lauryn Hill. Partner in the cold, get shot and watch the kill. Streets done changed, it ain't the same place you wasn't been in. Guns done killed a lot of people since they weren't invented. You can't walk the streets alone without a strap or a heater. Get held up on your own block to get head laser repeater. This world's so cold, don't let anybody deceive you. Tell you the truth, but yet they still don't believe you. Thoughts done change, but yet they still misconceive you. It's so hard to take me the right way. Yeah, before you know it, it was over. Look over your shoulder, cause partner, the world is only getting colder. Yeah, yeah.
Forever young gonna be.
Hey, hey, forever young gonna be. Yeah. Before you know it, it was over. Look over your shoulder, cause partner, the world is only getting colder. Yeah, yeah.
Forever young gonna be.
Hey, hey, forever young gonna be. Let's go.
And it's old. I wrote that song. That song was wrote in 2012. It was released with that first demo of mine. Though, so.
That I think you said Tech N9ne earlier, and I feel like he does. He's definitely a rapper. He's got his traditional hip hop stuff, but he's also a rocker too. Like that's what I love that an artist is not one lane. He's got different sides of his sound. But people still love all the stuff he's doing. So
yeah, I'm gonna be honest. I had that 3-year spurt in college and high school where I was performing shows as a rapper and I labeled myself as a rapper. But to be honest, I don't listen to much rap music. I listen to rock music. I grew up as a rocker and I've always listened to rock music. So it's one of those things where I have my favorite rappers, I have my favorite rockers, but. You never know. Like while I'm driving in my car, I'm listening to classical music.
Yeah.
I don't want lyrics. You know what I'm saying? I'm just driving, smiling, looking at birds flying by, listening to like Mozart or some random symphony.
Yeah.
You know, just trying to smile and enjoy the day.
Definitely.
Because music is powerful. Sometimes you'll turn on a song and start crying. The song reminds you or has emotion attached to it.
Oh yeah.
So I try to, like I said, just switch it up all the time. I listen to physically everything. There's not one single type of music that I will not listen to or try out. So that's why it's always awesome coming to these local shows or even big shows, because I'll go in and I will know nothing about anybody. Like, I don't study the artist before I go in and shoot photos because I want to be surprised.
Mm-hmm.
And I sit there and I just marinate in their set, and then by the end of the night, I'll know what I view of their band. And it's awesome because it's always something positive, because you see these kids jump out here and they're just giving it their all. Like, shout out to Greater Good. I remember seeing them live at Foo Bar. And these kids are just going ham. Their song Gary, Indiana is one of my favorite songs. And when that song came on, the crowd started screaming it. They start jumping. They start yelling. And I was just like, this band's good. And that's how it is with other people. Like, I remember Bring Me the Horizon. I had never listened to their music before I shot photos of them. Back in 2014, And I saw them live for the first time, and I was their biggest fan afterwards. I'm just like, awesome.
Yeah.
And that happens to me almost every single week. I find a new favorite artist, and it could be something where I'm filming a bluegrass gig today, I'm doing a gospel gig tomorrow, I'm doing a metal, I'm doing a death metal, and then I'm doing a pop star.
Right.
It's just so variant, man. I feel it's an eclectic taste in music. So.
Yeah. I totally agree, man. I relate to that a lot. Like, I love going out and discovering my next favorite band every other weekend, man. You know,
most of my favorite bands are just local St. Louis bands.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Well, get out and support these local music. There's a lot of great stuff going on around town. There's, like I said, we mentioned quite a few in this episode, but yeah, get out and see some of our friends play some music and see what we got here in town. And you can see a lot of them on Freddie's videos. You can see some still photography there too. You can, but you also can come see a couple of them live with Freddie on June 29th, Old Rock House, and. You selling tickets, or do you just online? Or
tickets are online via Metrotix. You can purchase them at the Old Rock House box office. This week, actually, I'm filming a music video of me delivering tickets, so I'm going to be hand delivering tickets probably for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So just showing up to people's houses, dancing with them, and filming it because I'm a weird out there person, man. I really like talking to people. And I just want people to be happy, so sure. I'm going to just show up, pop up, might bring some pizzas, I don't know,
Yeah. And
just go deliver tickets. I got my intern coming out with me, and we're just going to go with it.
Right. Well, you need a ticket, reach out, we'll get you one.
Hey, yeah. You know, either of us.
Yeah. And, I appreciate this, man. It's been a lot of fun, really, getting to know you a little better. And
not a problem, man. I appreciate you having me on the show. I know I get off topic all the time and go on rants.
I think that's what these podcasts are great for, man. There's no rules to any of this, but I love the fact that we can kind of elaborate and let things roll for a little while. You don't have to worry about trying to get your 5 minutes in on the radio before the commercial break or something like that. So
proudly brought to you.
Yeah, all right. But thanks, Freddie.
Dude, not a problem. Thank you, Shane.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.